Back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:12, it is time for our chat with Amy Dollar, talking a little bit of Coffeyville tourism here. Good to have you on, Amy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, it is a nice, chilly morning here. 31. We're still below freezing, so winter going out with a bang.
Yeah. I'm done with the cold. I don't like the cold. I don't like the wind.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for it to be warm. It's nice. I like to have my windows open, fresh air in the house.
Yep. Absolutely. So hey, we have a lot to talk about, but really big news. Here on Wednesday, we got a big event and a big exhibit opening.
Yes. So at the Aviation Heritage Museum, the NASA exhibit will be premiering, and that will be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I'm very excited about it. I got to go out there and take some last-minute finishing touches, things out there. But I'm very excited about it. It's going to be, I think it's really cool. We were allowed from the Johnson Space Center 6 items we could pick. And some of the items that I tried to pick were not available. So I got some other things that I thought would be a lot of fun for people to look at and explore. And so we got an actual Apollo spacesuit that did go in a spacecraft up to space and probably went to the moon. So I think that all the Apollo things went to the moon. So then you can learn about that a little bit. Learn about the Apollo exhibit and, you know, learn about the Apollo spacesuit. And then we have some different models of some different globes and spacecrafts, and then we have some panels that are up that show the history of manned spaceflight, and that's pretty interesting, and it goes perfectly with the Aviation Museum. So of course you want to stay, you know, you see that, you want to explore the Aviation Museum, and it is pretty incredible in itself. They have big airplanes out there, James.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Which is pretty neat. They have a little tiny airplane ride, so for someone probably 40 pounds and under, you can get you a little airplane ride. I want to take my grandkids out there to ride in it. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And free admission.
Yes, free admission. Free admission, free parking on a day that's nice. You know, you could make a whole afternoon of the whole Feaster Park District up there. You could go up, go visit the NASA exhibit, you know, and view the Aviation Museum. You go to Feaster Park. You could have lunch up there. I mean, it's a nice little place.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be a good afternoon to do.
And I know that you're still happy. You're taking a lot of school field trips and that sort of thing, getting those booked.
Yes. So I really feel like that's good. I mean, we're going to have a lot of kids there. Kids are going to get to see NASA stuff. They're going to get to see the airplanes and the Aviation Museum history. And I really think it helps bring awareness to our area and to our Aviation Museum up there. It's kind of a hidden little treasure up there at the park. So it is very, we have schools from all over. It's going to be exciting. We are very excited, and we are ready for it.
Absolutely. Well, I know you got some other things coming up and other things you want to tell us about here.
Yes, let's see. So this week's been busy, and I'm going to announce on a personal note, my daughter got married Tuesday morning, Sully, my second child, so that was pretty exciting on a side of a mountain in Arkansas.
Hey!
At 7:30 in the morning, don't ever do that to your parents. Hopefully this is our one and done here, so we don't want to ever do that again. But future children, don't do that. That's terrible. But that's the optimum time for pictures, you see.
Oh, you get the sunrise and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm pretty proud of that. And then on to, we have some exciting things coming up in April. So that's what we were going to talk about. And have you ever heard me talk about Longview, Texas before, James?
I have, yes. So they've kind of got a little Dalton connection down there, right?
Yes, they do. They have, so Bill Dalton, the brother of the Dalton, you know, of Bob and Frank and Emmett and Grat, he became a bank robber after the demise of his brothers. He wasn't really one before, so I'm not really sure why he decided to be, but he had sold his land in California, came back to Oklahoma Territory, and decided to get together with Brushy Bill Roberts and the Goodnight Brothers. I know he was with Bill Doolin for a long time. So we can back up a little bit, and he had a big shootout with the sheriff and the sheriff's posse in Ingalls, Oklahoma with Bill Doolin, and he survived and made it on down to go ahead and rob the Bank of Longview, Texas. It's in Gregg County. It's in East Texas, kind of really close to the border of Louisiana. It's like an hour and a half from Shreveport, so it's a beautiful area, but that's where he decided he'd go down and rob. So they robbed the bank there in Longview, Texas. But what was weird about the story is they sent a note that said they were going to be coming to rob, that the bank was going to get robbed? I don't understand that, because that tells them that. So they were kind of ready for it, but some people died that day, a bank teller, I think a sheriff, and one of the, you know, some innocent bystanders, and I think one of the robbers died. But Bill Dalton, he escaped, and he was hiding out in Elk over by Ardmore. And one morning he was outside playing with his kids, and the sheriff came up, and he ran in the house and put his boots on, grabbed his pistol, and jumped out the back window, and the sheriff shot him as he was running across the field. So that was the end of Bill Dalton. A lot of Adeline's sons kind of met with an untimely ending like that. But he's buried in California in an unmarked grave in his wife's plot. Wife's family's plot there. So that's not very exciting. I like to know where, like to be able to go see the graves. But in the first weekend in April, just like our first weekend in October, Longview celebrates Dalton Days, and they do reenactments similar to ours. Actually, we have way more bullets and gunfire than they do, and they are actually envious of us. So that is pretty exciting. But it's very similar. So I go down there for Visit Coffeeville, and we cross-promote, and we share our history, and we share our information so people can come and visit, and they do. I had a couple from Longview on Friday come and visit. So that is so exciting. That makes me happy to see that what I do, and, you know, pays off. But I think that if anyone gets an opportunity, you love our Dalton Defender Days and are interested in the history, I think it's a great opportunity. It is straight south on Indian Nation Turnpike all the way to Longview. It's
easy. But how long does it take?
Oh, 4 or 5 hours, okay. Something like that. I'm slow. I like to stop and see stuff. And I actually don't take the turnpike. I take the back, kind of the side roads, because I think turnpikes are an adult scam.
It's terrible. It's awful.
My grandpa worked for the WPA project. He will be 100 years old if he were to live on April 1st.
Wow.
So that gives you kind of a time frame. But he told me when I was little and we would go through the toll booths, he said, you know, when you're driving on these roads, when you're an adult and you're driving your kids, they're already going to be paid for.
Yeah.
We're paying for them now. It cost me $15 to drive to Piedmont, Oklahoma and back in tolls only.
It's crazy.
It is nuts. And in Oklahoma City, they have they just charge your tag and send it to your house. So you can't even throw your coins in anymore.
I know. I hate that. Yeah, they're going all like cashless and stuff. And they're doing that on the Kansas Sprint Turnpike too. And that was started in 1956. And they said it'd be paid for in a few years. And we're still playing the game.
Yeah, and the roads are terrible.
Yeah, it's one thing if the roads are good and you're paying for them, but, you know.
So I like to take an alternate route, but it takes about 4 or 5 hours, and it is definitely worth the drive. And the crawdads and oysters are in season when you get down there. So if you are interested in eating that kind of stuff, it's a great opportunity to get to eat fresh seafood.
Yeah.
But another thing that's very cool is, what are you doing April 8th?
April 8th, you know, that actually is... a really good question. No, that's right before the Ham Fest. So, I don't know. That's Monday.
Well, that is the day of the solar eclipse.
That's right. That's right. I knew that date sounded familiar.
So, I decided, because I wanted to watch it. I've never seen one. I thought it would be really cool. And I have been invited to set up at the Fort Towson Historic Fort in Fort Towson, Oklahoma. So, I'm going to be setting up my Visit Coffeeville historical and art attraction information to share with people there.
And so that's going to be in the path of totality?
It is. 3 minutes and 48
Ooh,
seconds.
Yeah.
And it is in the perfect path of tourism, because it's an 1840s watch party. Because the fort will be celebrating their 200th anniversary pretty soon. So it's that's their kind of their theme. And that's when it was built.
Okay.
So it was built as a border fort between Indian Nation and Mexico at the time, because that was where the border was before Texas became America and Oklahoma became America. So that was what it was built for, and it was used to protect the border there. And then it was used all the way up until the war, and then it was not used after that.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I got an invite to go to Arkansas and actually watch it, but I do have some company coming in town then, so might be a little busy there.
I hear a lot of people are going to Arkansas.
Yeah.
I know Sulphur Springs, Texas, it's in the path, and then it gets the largest, it's got like 4 minutes and 20-something seconds of totality, but that's not in the direction of home, but I think it'll be an exciting opportunity to share with the people that are coming to see, because people will be coming from all over to watch the eclipse. And people that are interested in 1840s watch party in the historic fort, that's our people. That's the people who want to come and stay in Coffeyville and see our museums and visit our attractions and our Dalton Defender Days. So that's who we're going to go and visit and tell them about Coffeyville.
Well, if you're going, make sure you get those eclipse glasses. Cause,
I know.
Again,
I
don't look at
some.
The sun. Don't look at the sun, please. So that's going to be good. All right.
Yeah,
well,
but you know what they say if you look at the eyes of the sun, right?
What did they say?
I say, but Mama, that's where the fun is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then you see spots for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm too scared to. But yes, we're going to have eclipse glasses, and I think it'll be, I don't know how well they'll go with our 1840s
Well, you,
outfits,
you need like some of those like old school, like steampunk, some of the round ones.
Yeah, I saw some at the gas station for $2.99. I figure that'll probably be what I end up getting, but that would be super cool.
If you have any like old school sunglasses, you can always put those over
Ooh,
them.
There
so you
we
can
go.
Do both. You can't just do the sunglasses, but you could do the eclipse glasses plus sunglasses. If you need a look. If you need to have a look. So.
I need some of those round ones because when I... they let me wear... I wear my 1890s costume during the Dalton Days in April at Texas, and I get to be a reenactor. I don't talk. I just walk across as a townsperson. But
you need little round
That's what
sunglasses.
I need to find with the little metal wire sides.
Yep.
So.
Or even better, like one of those little things that you hold up. You're just like on a stick.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
there you go.
Like, I feel like that would be a thing, too.
That's what I got to look for between now and April.
Something to look
for. If you have any, call James on open line.
That's right. Okay, Amy, well, lots of great stuff. How long is the NASA exhibit in town for?
The NASA exhibit is in town until June 14th. And you can visit it Wednesday through Sunday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., or you can make an appointment to visit a different time. If you want to make an appointment to visit it, please call 251-2145 and talk to Lisa Brookover, and she will fix you up.
Okay, well, some really great stuff on the way. Amy, appreciate you stopping on by here today, and I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to checking out the exhibit.
I can't wait either. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, are you going to be at the Farm and Home Show?
I don't know. Well, I have a school tour Friday, so possibly may make a cameo there Saturday, but we are representing with Coffeyville Historical Society will be there. So go by and see what all the Coffeyville Historical Society has to offer, and I think they'll have the gun raffle. They're doing another gun raffle this year and selling a cool old replica of Bob Dalton's pistol. I don't know what gun it is this year exactly. You can go to CoffeyvilleHistory.com and you can read all about it. Oh, and before, real quick, mention it. The Brown Mansion is open for tours. I know we talked about, I think we might have talked about it last month being coming open. So they're open Tuesday through Saturday at 1 and at 3.
1 and at 3. Okay, spring, this, you know, means we're getting into spring and everything, getting things back open.
Yes, yes, and tourists are getting out and about. We had a ton of people on Friday. We had 14 kids from the University of Connecticut. Big shout out to them. They came down here to do some hard work. You'll hear about that through NAFI notes. And we just had a ton of visitors that have come through this week and hoping to see a lot more.
Okay, excellent. Well, Amy, we'll be looking forward to having you on here next Monday as well for Firebred Journeys.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on the way. All right, well, you have a great rest of your day, Amy. We'll
you
talk
too.
To you again soon.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, you too. That is Tourism Director Amy Dollar on the Mighty 690. And we have more coming up as Open Line continues.